Now, I'm looking at the front page of the Newry Reporter here, and this is shocking. It's a story by Brian Hyland. This is such an annoying story. It's more than annoying. It's heartbreaking. Brian Hyland, writing in the Newry Reporter, says, in an unbelievable act of animal cruelty, a little kitten was thrown to its death from a moving car into oncoming traffic outside Newry on Monday evening. The second such incident in the area in less than a month. Monday's incident happened shortly after 5 p.m. on the A28 bypass, the road linking Armagh Road and the Belfast Road. A number of motorists stopped to help the young animal, but it had been hit by a passing 4x4 vehicle and had been killed instantly. And indeed, the writer goes on to give some examples of people describing what they saw. Heartbreaking. What sort of people do we have in society? I want to speak to Emma O'Hare, who is with Pet Connections up there in the town and has featured indeed on our programme before, helping to rehome animals, coming at it from exactly the other perspective, with animals very much in our heart. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Emma, this is not the first time, it's the second time in Newry. I just hope it's not becoming something of a fad or sick craze for people to throw living animals out from cars into the pathway of oncoming traffic. This is monstrous.
Yeah. The first time we came across a case like this was actually 4 to 5 years ago. And there's been multiple cases since then. There's been quite a few kittens actually thrown outside my own house that have been found on the road outside my house. We must be known for picking up animals. It just seems to be an easy way to get rid of kittens if you're irresponsible enough not to have had your cat neutered. But it's very distressing.
For someone to witness it, heartbreaking in the newspaper, what people were seeing, what do you think is in the minds of individuals who would throw a living animal from a car into the path of oncoming traffic?
They must just have no respect for animals and really not care. It's horrible.
Now, the vast majority of people obviously are animal lovers. We're people who want to see the wee cats be, you know, family friends. You do make a point that it's very important to keep the numbers of kittens and whatever under control. But that's easily done, as you've touched on.
Absolutely. There's neutering schemes there for people who can't afford to have their cat neutered at full price. Cats Protection run an excellent scheme every year. I would just recommend everybody gets their cat neutered, and then they won't have the problem of kittens to deal with, and we won't need to worry about who's responsible enough to rehome them properly.
Yeah, I don't think for a moment, however, that the person who would have thrown a kitten out of a car was in the slightest bit trying to get rid of, you know, some kittens he or she didn't want. They were just wanting to be incredibly cruel. This is just absolute cruelty as opposed to some form of kitten control.
It could be that they had picked up the kitten somewhere and did want to act intentionally cruelly. And obviously they made the decision to throw the kitten out of the car window. But a lot of the cases we see with kittens being dumped in other ways, the people have reared them up till 6 or 8 weeks. They've reared them very well, and then they just want rid of them, and they'll throw them out anywhere.
They used to, of course, put them in bags and weigh the bag down in the river and drown the animals. Not as cruel as throwing them out into the traffic, but also absolutely, totally and completely unacceptable.
Yeah. Some of the behaviours we've shown towards animals over the year have been very shocking. We're really not improving in many regards.
Why do you think people have a mindset? You're dealing with those who love animals because they'll come into the pet shop and they'll liaise with you and they'll, you know, rehome animals through you or the USPCA, the people who are all doing it properly. You're dealing primarily with those who love the animals. Do you get a sense that there's conversation from animal lovers about those who seem to hate little animals? It's certainly on social media that there's a lot of commentary, but is it part of conversation among animal lovers?
Animal lovers are definitely aware of the cruelty that goes on, because many of them accidentally fall into rescue in a small way and end up doing bits of fostering or rearing kittens that have been thrown out. So lots of the animal lovers we deal with are very, very kind people and will do anything they can to help animals that have been thrown out or abandoned or not cared for by their owners.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree entirely with you. The vast majority of the people, in particular people around Newry, are good people who love their pets. But sadly, this is yet another example of horrific behaviour. 90 33 105. Emma, thank you very much. Emma from Pet Connections in the town. 0289 033 105. How is the form with you this morning? Busy programme right through until the middle of the day. Quite a bit to cover on the show during this morning. Just looking at some more of your texts and your emails that are coming in. You're absolutely disgusted by those people, and there's Jeff saying it's such a sad reflection indeed on the area around Newry. It reflects very poorly on the place, but as we know and as we're confidently saying, it shouldn't reflect on the good people. It could be a passing car just going by. We don't know where the people are from, but sadly that's at least twice that it has happened very, very close to Newry. The horrific throwing of a live animal into passing traffic. If you want to hear all about the history of the piece, according to my ma, Martin Lynch is going to be with Carolyn today on the programme. One of the things to look forward to, Julie, who's involved in the production as well, will be here also. Apparently it is really, really good. Now, some of you are making reference indeed to the coins that you would pick up off the street. Joe owns a shop and he's telling me that some younger people will flick away a penny, a 2p, or even flick away a 5p when they are leaving the shop. They just flick it away into the gutter outside. Incredible. Frank, I always pick up every coin I see. I keep all the money I can find, and at the end of the year I buy a lottery ticket or scratch cards with them. So far this year I've found over £5 in change, says Angela in Belfast. And Dave says, I pick up every coin going. If I see it, no matter what it is, I will pick it up. So there was a woman apparently this morning on the radio that said she wouldn't bend down for a 5p, but she would indeed pick up. Therefore, she was buying plastic. She would pay the 5p for the plastic bag. I think that was the reason that she was remarking on it. So to her, 5p is nothing. I see Ian asking on the text, would you bend down for 5p, Frank? Yes, is the answer. Very simple. I'll go down for a penny. And indeed, 2p, 5p, a pound. I did avoid 2p yesterday, I have to say, that I saw on the street, but it was just lying in dog dirt, and I'm not prepared to do that. I do draw the line somewhere. Kieran wants to make a point about the animal cruelty issue that we were touching on. Go ahead, Kieran. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. No, it's just that you were talking about cats and what have you, but people don't understand. Like, see spiders, for instance. The wee spiders in your house and all. See the MR and, like, the likes of wee goldfish, what people do to them as well. Wee stories I've heard about. It's, like, people don't see these issues as well. See, you can go into a pet shop at any age and you can buy a wee goldfish. You know what I mean? And the kids at 13, 14... it just throw it away. They wouldn't understand what it is. It's like the bumblebees. They get the bumblebees in the summer and they put them inside the bottles and they shake the bottles with the bumblebee in it. Things like that irritate the life cleaner.
Yeah, you have many examples there, Kieran, and I know some people will kill spiders, and I'm always preaching here on the radio, don't kill them, you know, put them into a glass jar, carry them outside and release them. It's very, very easy to do. I hate to think that people are putting, like, a bumblebee into a jar and making it dizzy or throwing it about or doing cruel things to it. It just seems like a nasty approach to life. But what do people do with the goldfish?
Well, I've heard a couple of wee stories, and this is from my daughter's friends and all, that have heard these stories from, of what they do. They're, like, know the ones you win the fun for and all, they're getting them, and they're putting them inside, like, Coke bottles and things like that, no, a life. Like, wee stories like that, and it really irritates the life out of me that you can go into a pet shop at such a young age.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to think that our kids wouldn't be visiting hurt upon little living things, but unfortunately they do. Kieran, thank you indeed. 90-333-105. Frank, I was going down Cromock Street in Belfast, and I watched the driver of a car. You give me the details of the car here, but I won't read it out. Absolutely drench a guy by driving full pelt through a big puddle at the side of the road. If the guy got soaked, hears this, I have the registration number of the car if he wants it, says the texter. Actually, that's very relevant, because I was driving in the general vicinity this morning as well, and I saw a lot of splashing going on. Okay, now here's my opinion on this. You should be driving really slowly through the city. You should be driving in such a way that you're not raising a lot of splash. But there are times when you're driving at, say, 20 miles an hour, and you can give a heck of a splash because you haven't seen the pothole. So that isn't necessarily the fault of the driver. And I must emphasize, I have seen people walking on the edge of the pavement on a very wet day, where it's inevitable they're going to be splashed if someone accidentally goes into a pothole. Why don't they walk in closer to the wall of the house or the shop, as opposed to being out where they might get splashed? That's another thing to be considered. But those who tear into a big puddle of water just to spray someone, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.